going to move on right now. The U.S. Attorney General has announced more restrictions on migrants seeking asylum in the country. Jeff Sessions has declared the claims of domestic violence or violence from criminal gangs are not acceptable for seeking asylum in the U.S. He said an alien might suffer threats and violence in a foreign country for any number of reasons. Sessions added that asylum statute does not provide redress for all misfortunes. The decision could have wide-ranging impacts on immigrants, especially from Central America, seeking refuge in the U.S. from violence in their home countries. The administration of President Donald Trump has been taking tough stances on asylum seekers under the pretext of curbing the flood of illegal migrants. Let's speak to Dennis Small. He's a political commentator, and he joins us via Skype from Leesburg. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Small. Can you just walk us through what kind of implications do these revised asylum policies have for many of these people, specifically, as we said, from Central America, who flee violence and gang violence, particularly, to come to the U.S.?
Well, the implications for them are clearly disastrous because you have a situation across Central America and in Mexico as well, where you're facing a situation not only of gang violence or drug-related gang violence, but you're also facing economic devastation. And both of these problems have actually been created by the current world financial system, by Wall Street in particular. I would like to recommend to Mr. Sessions and to his detractors as well that they take a lesson from Socrates. If you want to actually solve a problem, you'd better make sure you're asking the right question. And the way the issue is now posed is completely wrong. There is no way to solve the problem as it's now being debated. I think it's actually very useful to look at the similar related problem that you have in Africa as it relates to the immigration problem across Europe. Africa is going to be 2 billion people strong within another generation. And what is Europe going to do? Close their borders completely to people fleeing war and poverty and devastation? It won't work, even if they want to. And the only answer in the case of Africa has actually been provided by what China has done with its massive investment program there and creating a situation with the Belt and Road Initiative that you have a reduction of the rate of poverty across the continent from 50% to 40% in the last 15 years because of the Chinese investment. Now, there's much more to be done, but it gives an idea of the direction to be gone. If the immigration problem is to be addressed in the United States, and there is a problem, it can only be done with a kind of economic development and approach which China has taken with the Belt and Road. And that's where the principal obstacle is actually Wall Street. So I think Sessions is wrong, and I think his detractors are also wrong. The way the issue is posed cannot possibly provide a solution.
Right, but Mr. Small, what you're talking about right now is a medium to long-term solution. What about right now when these immigrants are coming in, be it in Europe or be it in the U.S.? And like you said, we can't just close our doors to those who need help.
No, we certainly can't, nor should we. However, there is no solution unless you solve the underlying problem. You cannot hope to resolve a problem by saying, well, give me an answer that does not change the underlying problem. And the only way to change the problem is by addressing those underlying issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, for example, Trump says, well, let's build a wall. Building a wall won't work. There's only one wall that will work. Build a wall around Wall Street. That would work. And put them through bankruptcy reorganization through Glass-Steagall and the wall that Glass-Steagall established between speculative lending and productive lending, and create the circumstances in Central America where youth have a future. If you do that, there's an answer.
Otherwise, all right, we're going to have to leave it there. Fortunately, we're quickly running out of time. That's Dennis Small, political commentator, joining us via Skype from Leesburg.